We are here talking together on Dueling Tangents.
You made it.
I made it here. I mean, I came from downtown Chicago and had a little audition. It was fun. I got this. I haven't been down there in a while.
Yeah, and this was like your first in person.
My first
audition
in
a while, right?
In at least a year.
Yeah.
Then the last time was a Chicago Fire, Chicago PD audition. I had a mustache.
You're feeling good about it, though.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good about this one. I'll let you guys know if it's on or when it's airing. But,
and then I will record it all the time, and I'll be like, I know that guy. I know that guy.
I do that with a guy, and we have there's an inside joke I got. You know the guy with that's on Spectrum right now? He's got a beard, and he walks around. He's also...
I don't know if I could tell you any of the Spectrum commercials right now.
There's a Spectrum commercial that's on. He's got a skinny dude with a beard, and he's a fabulous man, a wonderful family guy. I really like him a lot. Used to watch Darby when I went into auditions all the time. His name's John Hugenacker. He's also the Super Bowl commercial with the cat that fetched things. That's just him. Whatever. He doesn't have a... He doesn't have an office in the back.
He's not special.
So once you notice that guy,
and he did.
He's in everything.
He did a lot of stuff.
Like he's in Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit. He's done a lot. He's done a lot of film work. He's a really good actor. He's a really really nice guy, and I think the world of him. But I see him all the time. So and his last name's Hugenacker. So you kind of go Hugenacker, because honestly, like literally every time, like that was the best part about the in person audition is because you know Chicago. After a while, you pretty much only hang out with your types. So I get in a room with like a bunch of big dudes, and all the big dudes know each other, and you know, and then there's like a group of improv guys. Some improv guys get together and things, and we're all funny. And whenever Hugenacker walked in, we're everybody in the whole place groaned. Like even the ladies, they were like, "I'm not getting this role. They're going to give it to Hugenacker."
He's getting it.
Because he's like an extremely castable and very workable and very fun guy and really nice dude.
Yeah. Well, and a nice little tangent off of that then, Brian, from Spectrum TV commercials to a headline here in Wisconsin. Got this one over at the Up North News. Headline is 1.5 million Wisconsinites eligible for free or low cost internet under new Biden program. So earlier this week, the White House and the Biden administration announced that it had partnered with more than 20 leading internet providers, Brian, around the country. And
there's more than 10?
There apparently is at least 20 internet service providers to offer high-speed plans for no more than $30 a month under a deal forged by the new infrastructure law. So the new program is the Affordable Connectivity Program. And it prevents these internet providers from charging more than $30 a month for high-speed internet for eligible households. And here in Wisconsin, that means 1.5 million Wisconsinites, or roughly 1 in 4 Wisconsinites, are eligible for this program to have high-speed internet at an affordable cost. So pretty good news out of the White House to help rising costs, this program right here.
So, the internet should be available to everyone at this point, at some point, and you can't just go down to the local library. But it's going to happen that way. But this is a fix for a problem, and the whole problem, like I mentioned earlier, is that there's basically like 6 companies that you can get any internet from, and most places you move to, you only have one choice.
Yeah,
if you have 2. That's really lucky because the other one is probably making half as much as they could by charging less to use the lines from the big company. Because again, they use the same lines. It's just a matter of which one controls the programming that goes to you. But the infrastructure is owned by a monopolistic corporation. It's all monopoly. All of the provider service, like everything that you get internet wise. Pretty much is all a conglomerate, some sort of
right.
Gigantic...
There's Viacom, there's Comcast, there's
AT&T,
and those are the big three. I'm sure in other portions, those are the three that I know here
in
Midwest.
How can AT&T provide awful, awful, awful service? And the worst
there's nobody
customer
else
service,
competing with them.
Nobody cares. Most of the time, there's no competition, and at best, it's maybe what $10 difference.
Yeah. But this is a big deal to cap internet, high speed internet, $30 a month for a quarter of Wisconsin families. That's insane. That's a very good program. And Brian, I saw some individuals on the right kind of bemoaning this. Oh, what next? Free streaming service? Is the White House going to start providing free streaming service for Netflix?
You know what? You right wing nut jobs. Look, did the free market help you out here? Did the free market provide? Did the free market provide a solution for low cost internet?
Well,
did
what
the
is
free
it
market
though?
Going this because there's a huge it's a huge need for it.
I also got to ask the question though, Brian, because it's you've got. On one hand, they're saying, why isn't the Biden administration, why isn't the White House doing more to address costs and inflation? And then at the same time, you get this program that comes out and they're like, well, what are we going to do? Start giving away Netflix subscriptions for free? Like, what is this? And it just shows that people on the right do not argue in good faith. They don't understand
what they're talking
about. Policy
that
actually helps Wisconsinites and Americans. They just want something to complain about. And the reason, Brian, I also, just to wrap up this segment, I played heat waves coming in because, folks, you got to be careful out there. We've got a number of wildfires going on here across the state of Wisconsin. 70 reported this past weekend alone. On Saturday and Sunday, the Wisconsin DNR recorded 70 wildfires around the state. There are almost every single county in the state is in some kind of fire risk, either high or extremely high fire risk right now because of the heat that is increasing. So please be vigilant out there. Be careful. But we've got a ton of wildfires. It's wildfire season. Brian, I know you're relatively newer to Wisconsin. I've lived here almost my entire life, and I don't recall like wildfire season being really.
Oh, they're just getting reported more.
Is that what it is? The news
better,
is picking it up
media
more.
Coverage.
Just better
but
media.
But also,
coverage?
The media doesn't tell you what you're supposed to know. But also, better media coverage. Whatever it is that means that you don't have to do something or change anything that you do, that's really what it is.
That's what it is?
Yeah, that's the truth. Right.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
So we
are on Devil Radio.
White people.
We're on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM. Got a couple more segments left in the day. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.